Fans, great to have you back with us as we continue our Giants pregame this morning. We're joined by Walter Icabalseta. And Walter is part of our new crew helping out on Talking Baseball, along with Sandra G and Matt Falcon and Walter Icabalseta. And all three of you guys have done a great job. And, Walter, congratulations and welcome to the show today. How are you?
I'm doing good, Marty. Appreciate you bringing me on to the show once again. And, I just finished making my travel plans for Chicago in September. So getting out there to Wrigley Field for the first time. So I'm excited, man. The baseball season is upon us. I love it.
Well, we love your passion for the game. And as I said, having you part of the show with Sandra and Matt has really increased the show's visibility, I think, with a lot of different people. So I enjoy having you on. But, you know, you're a podcast guy. And talk about your podcast because it's very popular. I've been on it. Tell everyone about it.
Yeah, Marty, as you know, I have a podcast that I do, and, I put everything that I have into it. It's a passion for the pastime, and pretty much it's a podcast that where I talk to various people around the game of baseball just to talk ball. I mean, essentially what you do every weekend, that's what I do on the podcast. I talk to ranges of reporters, of beat writers, radio, TV personalities, former coaches, trying to sprinkle in some current and former players in there every so often. But, you know, we just talk ball. It's a really fun podcast, Passion for the Pastime. You can listen to it anywhere that you get your podcast, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, you name it. And, you know, it's really fun. I've had Buster Olney on. I've had Ken Rosenthal, Chris Rose. And you've been on too, Marty. Jack Clark, you name it. It's been a fun ride. I enjoyed doing it, and I hope everyone that listens to it gets a kick out of it just as much as I do. So I have an episode coming out with George Contos coming up later this week to talk some Giants ball, and I can't be more excited about it.
Very good. It's a terrific podcast. Glad to have you with us, Walter Icabalseta. All right, let's talk a little Giants baseball. Six straight for them. They're outscoring the opponent, 49-21 over the six games. The Dodgers got walloped again by the Phillies. Come on, the Phillies have scored 21 runs off this Dodger pitching staff. Kershaw's got the sacroiliac again. And the Padres, Hosmer's having this tremendous season. Machado, I still think, is MVP material for the National League. Darvish gets lit up last night. Padres come back and win it 11-6 over Atlanta. So let's throw a blanket over the top three. I want to get your take on the National League West right now.
Well, the National League West, Marty, we knew it was going to be a gauntlet, right? I mean, it was supposed to be what it is right now last year. And it didn't pan out for the Padres. It turned into a two-team race with the Giants and the Dodgers last year, going down to that final week. Giants had to win 107 games, historic year last year. But when you look at this year, you know, they have so much going for them, the Padres. They have the offense is starting to click, the starting rotation. That's the thing that when you look at all these teams that you're talking about, especially in the West, the starting rotations, their pitching staffs are just – phenomenal right now. And that's kind of the theme that when you look across baseball, they all have great pitching. So the Dodgers, they're up there with starter ERA. They're going to take a little bit of a hit though, because with Clayton Kershaw landing on the IL, it's going to be really interesting to see how they manage that pitching rotation. Because they have a really tough stretch right now. I believe it's 14 games in 12 days. So it's going to be really hard for them to – they had to move up Walker Buehler, and you saw what happened to him last night. Got blown up by the Philadelphia Phillies. and they're losing to the Pirates. They're losing to the Pirates, too. So you got to love that as a Giants fan. Giants, they have a hot streak right now. Second longest streak in baseball behind the Astros. So they got to keep it going. They're getting healthy. Their pitching staff is phenomenal. We knew the pitching was going to be there. It's all about that timely hitting. That's what the Giants have. That's what a lot of the good teams have, and their pitching rotations. It's a lot of similarities. It's going to be a long season, Marty.
Well, it's going to be a great season. I agree with you. But talk about the Giants a little bit. What's the difference here? Because, look, going into the Saturday game against the Cardinals, they had lost five straight. They lost to Washington, my goodness, and, of course, the two to the Dodgers and all that. And then, here they come losing five straight, and then they turn it around after losing two to St. Louis and get it going. What's your thought on the catalyst, though? What turned this ball club around?
You know, the thing that's always constant with the Giants is their pitching staff. Their pitching staff's always going to keep them in the game, right? And when Descofani got hurt, there was a little bit of concern. And then you have this guy, Jacob Junis, that comes out of nowhere. He was getting tapped up a little bit in Sacramento, and then he turns into a guy that is pretty decent in the starting rotation for the Giants. But I think it all just comes down to health for the San Francisco Giants. They're starting to get healthy. I know it's only May, and we have to see how long Longoria can stay healthy. We got Yaz starting to hit the bat correctly, or hitting better, rather. You got Lamont Wade coming back. You got Longoria coming back. LaStella's still on his way back. So you have a lot of pieces that when you look at it, they were without a lot of key positional hitters for the first month of the year, Marty, and now they're all starting to come back. It's all starting to click, and hopefully they can just ride this wave and create a little bit of distance between the Padres and the Dodgers.
Well, they may. If the Dodgers are struggling right now and the Padres still are trying to figure out their pitching staff, Clevinger is back, and he didn't do so well. We still haven't seen Snell yet. Lamet, they sent him to the minor leagues, and he was, heck, fourth in Cy Young a couple of years ago. So we'll see where it ends up. But for me, Lamont Wade and Yastrzemski, Walter, those two guys have just been awesome. Crawford gets the big hit now and then. The average isn't there. But getting Belt back in there, they're 15-6 with Belt in the lineup. So I'm going to go with the three lefties. I'm going to go with Wade, Yastrzemski, and Belt. I think, for me, that's what's happened to this ball club.
Yeah, and, you know, Marty, you talk about the lefties. There was a point in time where they barely had anyone. That was their strength of the offense, of their construction, was that they were really left-handed heavy, and then all of a sudden they were down to two lefty bats. So, I'm with you on that. The lefty bats are starting to contribute. They're all starting to get healthy. Yaz was really struggling at the beginning of the year. He's starting to turn it around, having really good at-bats. And Lamont Wade, I feel like Lamont Wade is just such a huge contributor to this team. And I feel like he's undervalued to a point. As soon as he gets into that lineup, it just feels like a different demeanor for everyone else that's on the team.
Yeah, tremendous confidence. Hit the longest home run of his career, first game back. So I agree with you. Wade, to me, has been a big part of it. Walter Icobalceta is with us, obviously knows Giants baseball and baseball in general. Looking a little bit of this National League, I mean, Milwaukee's got this 3.5-game lead over St. Louis right now. Cardinals are really struggling. They're so right-handed, and O'Neill is killing them. Arenado not good against the Giants as well. How do you see the Milwaukee-St. Louis race? Because the Brewers, you know, the Burns and Woodruff have been terrific, but not lights out yet. But, man, guess who woke up? Christian Yelich from the deep slumber. And he had a cycle this week, and he's looking a lot better. So give me something on the National League Central.
Yeah, the National League Central, it's a two-team race. Obviously, you mentioned the Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals, I figure at some point they're going to start swinging the bat better than what they have. But, you know, for me, it always comes back to pitching, Marty. Pitching is always so important in baseball. You got to have good pitching. St. Louis, they have decent pitchers. We're going to see Dakota Hudson. We saw Jordan Hicks yesterday, and Wainwright might be possibly coming back over the weekend, coming back from his COVID stint on the IL. But, you know, the Cardinals, it's going to be really interesting. You know, they're not going to beat themselves, right? They're going to play phenomenal defense. They have what, five gold gloves out there every single day. So the Cardinals, they're going to be there. It's going to be consistent. But Milwaukee, I feel like over the long haul of a 162, because you mentioned that they have the good starters. They have good bullpen also. I mean, you look at Josh Hader. He just made history yesterday, 13th consecutive save, which hasn't been done since I believe it was Lee Smith in 1993. So, yeah, it's going to be really or 1994 rather. But Josh Hader, I mean, he's lights out when you get to the back end of that bullpen. If they go into the ninth and to the eighth with a lead, four outs, save, three outs, you know you're going to get it with Josh Hader. So I feel like that's going to be a difference maker in the long haul. Just the pitching of the Brewers is going to overmatch the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Good analysis there. As we wrap it up with Walter Icabalseta, the Giants starting pitching, Giants relievers, how do they stack up within the league themselves? I always like to look at those two separately, and they tell you a lot.
Yeah, well, when you look at their overall team ERA, Marty, is the Giants in the National League are top three, right? They're behind the Dodgers. They're behind the Mets. By the way, Mets, they are doing much better than I anticipated. They're doing a lot of good things in that pitching staff without Jacob DeGrom. So as soon as he comes back, whenever that is, we don't even have a timetable on it. Mets are going to be a force to be reckoned with. But when you look at the Giants, like I mentioned, their team ERA is 3.38 right now, top three in the National League. And then when you look at their starters, I mean, they're up there with the big boys. I mean, they are really good. They're holding their own. And I feel like it's only going to get better. Discofani is going to come back. Logan Webb hasn't even produced at the level that we know that he can produce at yet. So, and in doing so, he leads the league in five wins in major leagues right now. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this team, you know, pans out. But yeah, their starters are up there with the Mets, with the Dodgers. They're ahead of the Brewers right now as far as ERA goes. So that's good company to have. The outlier is the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks are in there in the top five. It's a little shocking. I don't see that you know, lasting over the long haul of it. But the bullpen ERA also, they're up there with the big boys. Also, the Cardinals have a good bullpen. The Mets, the Dodgers, Marlins, and then the Giants. So that is a good formula to have if you want to go the length of 162 and contend for a division.
Well, that's what it takes, and that's what they've done before. So glad to have you. Walter, pleasure having you on. We'll do this again. You're doing a great job, and we'll catch up on the podcast as well. So have a good afternoon.
Appreciate it, Marty. Take care.
All right. That is Walter Icabalseta. Always a pleasure to talk ball with him. He knows what he's talking about. Now it's time for the week's Community Spotlight, sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, with 15 locations to serve you. This month's spotlight is on the food bank of Contra Costa and Solano.